It's on my honor to be faithful and loyal to Ghana, my motherland. I pledge myself to the service of Ghana with all my strength and with all my heart. I promise to hold in high esteem our heritage won for us through the blood and toil of our fathers. And I pledge myself in all things to uphold and defend the good name of Ghana, so help me God.
Time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Jonathan Thompson. In the headlines, Ghanaians commemorate 103rd birthday of First President Dr. Kwame Nkrumah today. President Mahama appeals to people living along spillway in northern Ghana to immediately move to higher grounds to avert effects of floods. Government reiterates call on polytechnics to train more manpower for emerging oil and gas industry. Farmers appeal to Cocoa Board to release funds for this year's light crop cocoa season, and U.S. spends thousands of dollars in propaganda adverts in Pakistan against anti-Islamic video. The 103rd birthday of Dr. Kwame Nkrumah constitutes a significant add-on to the life of the man who is regarded as the foundation of the nation's existence. The celebration of his birthday, which is christened Founders Day, and set as a national holiday in the country, is in recognition of his significant contribution to the development of Ghana in particular and the rest of Africa. In this feature, Ibrahim Kwating analyzes the significance of celebrating the birthday of Dr. Kwame Nkrumah.
We meet here today, not as Ghanaians, Guineans, Egyptians, Algerians, Moroccans, Malians, Liberians, Congolese, or Nigerians, but as Africans. Africans united in our resolve to remain here until we have agreed on the basic principles of a new compact of unity among ourselves, with guarantees for us and our future, a new arrangement for continental government.
Lying in his grave at 103 years old today, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah may not have had the strength and the passion to appreciate the numerous accolades being heaped on him on a daily basis if nature were to cause his return to earth. He was touted as the Messiah of Ghana at the peak of his presidency, but later on despised with a vicious wave of the left hand by many of those who pushed for his immortality into the Hall of Fame in those days. But this paradox is appreciated as a fact of life in the larger context of human existence. After all, light and darkness, like the two wheels of a wagon, have a role to play in pushing the wheels of evolution forward. But it is the unprecedented admiration for the man's vision so many years after his death that seems to have set the benchmark for effective and development-oriented leadership of the continent. As the country celebrates his 103rd birthday, his virtues, like a trumpet against the deep damnation of what he stood for, overshadows all traces of negativity associated with him. Mahama Ayariga is the flag bearer of the People's National Convention, an offshoot of Dr. Nkrumah's Convention People's Party, CPP.
Ghanaians are aware in history that achievement of Dr. Kwame Nkrumah cannot be measured to any other founder in this world. We believe that he has fought for the independence of Ghana. He has laid down foundation for the development of Ghana. Many the Akosombo Dam, you can talk about the Tema Harbor, you can talk about the Tema Motorway, industries such as GIHOC and others, which were producing things like televisions, radios, refrigerators, munchies, etc., which are now being imported. And I know that this was a man with vision. This man left a legacy that today politicians and leaders are building on his foundation and legacy. This is the kind of founder we are looking for in this country. He was a founder who give Ghanaians and Africans dignity, personality, confidence that we can manage our own business. It's the independence of Ghana. For the independence of Ghana, he's deepening the democracy in Africa and the world. He maintained peace and made many African countries to gain independence. He helped in the struggle for OAU. He helped in the struggle to bring a united Africa. I think if we want to talk about the great achievements of Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, we will not finish today. But what I know is that youth and young leaders coming up, he has left a legacy that all of us can look up to and build and maintain peace in this country. He's given us peace. After 55 years of independence, Ghana had not gone to war against anybody. And this is something which no country can boast of apart from Ghana. Not only his vision of industrializing Ghana, but his vision of industrializing Africa.
Well, that was a feature on the importance of celebrating the birthday of Dr. Kwame Nkrumah. The managing editor of the Inside newspaper and member of the Socialist Forum of Ghana, Kwesi Pratt, says Ghana and Africa are not moving forward as Dr. Kwame Nkrumah predicted some years ago. He said Dr. Kwame Nkrumah wanted a self-reliant Africa, bountiful with resources for the benefit of his own people, but that has not been realized. Speaking on Behind the News, Mr. Pratt said if Africa does not take hold of its resources and end the domination of their national economy by multinational corporations, the continent will not develop.
Unfortunately not. All of Africa now is in the grip of neocolonialism, which is the disguised form of colonialism, and our resources are being exploited for the benefit of the elite in the colonial metropolis. Nkrumah wanted a self-reliant Africa, exploiting its resources for the benefit of its own people, and we have not realized that dream yet.
Well, Mr. Pratt, do you still see the Nkrumah dream being alive in our time?
It is more alive than ever, because if Africans do not take hold of their resources and end the domination of their national economies by the multinational corporations from the West and so on, Africa would not develop. You take the case of Ghana. We are one of the leading producers of gold in the world. And yes, we get only 5% of the total value of gold which is exported from this country. That's an unfortunate situation, and it makes Nkrumah's dream more alive than ever.
Well, Mr. Pratt, how do you feel, especially when you hear politicians laying claim to the ideals of Dr. Kwame Nkrumah?
It is easy to lay claim to his ideals, but very difficult to work for the achievement.
Kwesi Pratt is the managing editor of the Inside newspaper. Parliament is expected to sit next Saturday, September 29, this to make up for the work which will have been done tomorrow due to the observance of Founders' Day. Presenting a business statement for next week, Deputy Majority Leader Rashid Pelpo said this follows the request made by the Business Committee last week for the House to work next Saturday.
Right, Honourable Speaker, during the presentation of a business statement last week, the Business Committee proposed that the House sit on Saturday, the 29th of September 2012. The House is accordingly scheduled to sit on the third day. This is due to the fact that the House would not sit on Friday, the 21st September 2012, which has been declared a statutory public holiday. In view of the above recommendation, the Business Committee also proposes a reduction in the duration of the third meeting. The third meeting was originally scheduled to commence on the 16th of October and again on the 2nd of November 2012 in preparation for the general elections, and to reconvene on the 17th of December 2012 until the House stands dissolved on 6th January 2013. However, the business statement recommends that the third meeting commence on Tuesday, 16th October 2012, and again on Friday, 25th October 2012, for the general elections instead of the 2nd November 2012, and subsequently reconvene on the 17th December 2012 until dissolution on the 6th January 2013.
Deputy Majority Leader Rashid Pelpo. When the matter was raised last week, the minority were not in favor of working on Saturday. As it came up again, they still made it clear that working on Saturday will be too stressful for them. MP for New Durban North, Hackman Oswajiman, maintained that the meeting on Saturday will overburden members.
Ordinarily, when we meet, it's only for 4 days, madam. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. In this
special session. It's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and a Saturday, madam. 6 days out of seven. With the utmost of respect, the leadership was insistent on this, and we kept saying that we don't want to be stretched beyond breaking point to the extent that we find them unbearable. This particular weekend that they are talking about, madam, most of us are committed to going to the Western region. And so I just want to appeal to the leadership to be reasonable. I know that they need 21 days for CI-78 to pass. It will pass when it will. But Madam Speaker, if by the time the CI-78 passes, we have all been stretched to find that we are all, most of us have collapsed, it's not right.
MP for New Durban North, Hackman Oswajiman. Before the House started business, the MP for Ningo Pram, E.T. Mensah, announced the passing away of the Organizing Secretary of the Parliamentary Press Corps, Nana Yawa Sarimensah. The House, upon the request of the Speaker, Mrs. Justice Joyce Bamford Addo, observed a minute's silence in his memory. Nana Yao, who was a freelance journalist, died on Tuesday after a short illness. Funeral arrangements will be announced later. The Greater Accra Regional Police Command has acknowledged receipt of notice from the Alliance for Accountable Governance, AFAC, to embark on a demonstration against the EC over the proposed 45 constituencies. The Regional Police PRO, DSP Freeman Tete, told Georgia Secretary that the police are still engaging the leadership of AFAC over how to make the demonstration peaceful.
Per the Public Order Act, the leadership of AFAC has informed the Regional Police Command, and then the commander and his team are engaging them as to how best to put measures in place so that the demonstration can be peaceful and successful.
So it means that the police will give them the go-ahead to demonstrate.
What I can say is that the leadership of the Accra Regional Police Command has been informed as prescribed by the Public Order Act. It's a matter of engaging them to fashion now, to have a discussion on how best to organize a peaceful and successful demonstration. So we are locked up in a meeting with the leadership of AFAC. Provided the requirement is satisfied, we wouldn't have any problem. Give the green light and give them protection, because there's a need to protect people demonstrating, and there's a need to protect others as well. We respect the rights of each and everyone when it comes to fulfilling a constitutional mandate. The law says that you need to notify the police, and then as a regulation, we sit with the organizers of demonstrations so that we iron out rough edges, or we polish up rough edges. So basically, these are things that we are discussing with them.
Greater Accra Regional Police PRO DSP Freeman Tete talking to Georgia Secretary. President John Dramani Mahama has made an appeal to people living in low-lying areas to move to higher grounds to avert devastating incidents associated with floods. The president made the appeal when he toured some communities in the northern and upper east regions affected by floods as a result of the spillage of the Bagre Dam in Burkina Faso. President Mahama assured the people that a dam will soon be constructed at Pualugu to harvest perennial flood water to mitigate the adverse effects of floods. Pascal Ngadari for reports.
President Mahama took time off his busy schedule to tour Daboya, Pasenkpe, Boku and other areas affected by floods as a result of the spillage of the Bagri Dam. The spillage of the Bagri Dam is an annual event, but heavy rainfall that accompanied the spillage occasioned the devastating effect. More than 1,000 farmlands were destroyed and about 3,000 people displaced. Since most of the roads leading to the affected areas had been cut off as a result of the flood, President Mahama, accompanied by the Northern Regional Minister Moses Bukarima Bengba and some NADMO officials, toured the affected areas in a helicopter to get an aerial view of the situation. Briefing the chiefs and people of Pasenkpe after the tour, President Mahama said people must be critical of areas where they build. He said government is committed to ensuring that some of these disasters are minimized. President Mahama announced that in the interim, SADA has been directed to look at the extent of damage and give out packages to victims aimed at improving their livelihoods. Farmers whose farms have been inundated will also be identified and enrolled into the SADA program, where they will be provided with inputs.
Aside from the relief that NADMO is giving, I have asked the authorities of the Savannah Accelerated Development Authority to take a look at the extent of devastation. I want them to particularly concentrate on communities that have been cut off because the roads or bridges have been washed away. And so together with the Ministry of Roads and Highways, we'll get the mobile maintenance unit to come in and reopen those roads as quickly as possible. And so all that will be done to ameliorate the suffering of our people. They also have a housing project to improve housing in flood-prone areas so that when floods occur, the houses don't collapse. So these are programs that we'll work on to ensure that our people suffer less when these annual flooding take place.
The president said the northern region is a potential food basket, so steps are being taken to start an irrigation project that will open up the region to large-scale farming.
We are going to work on the Waliwale to Wah Road. The bridge components are all in, and the Ministry of Roads and Highways has taken delivery of them. Contracts have already been awarded for the bridges to be installed. Once those bridges are installed, it will open that way, and it will mean that if you have to go to Wah, you don't have to go round through Damango or that way through Navrongo. And I know that when that road is opened up, it will increase economic activity in this place, because this is the part of the northern region that has the most arable land for agriculture. If we modernize agriculture in this area and put the land to good use, this area alone can feed the whole of Ghana, and it will provide employment for our teeming young youth. There's the famous Sicily Coupon project. It has made very good progress. The feasibility study is almost ready. My expectation is that work will start before the end of next year, 2013.
The National Disaster Management Organization, NADMO, led by the head of Urban Search and Rescue Department, Ellen Ntoso, presented relief items to the affected families.
That was Pascal Nyadadevo's report. The President, John Dramani Mahama, has nominated the following people as District Chief Executives from the Greater Accra Region: Alhaji Isa Antietete, Bon Katamanso, Franklin Atia Ankula, in Kwantaman Medina, Anthony Yao Klopa, Ada West, Richard Ni Tei Apena, Ningo Pram, and Aristo Ayi Gasouth. Two people have been nominated for the Central Region. They are Samson Abi Ama Awutusenya East and Bossman Osei Shiaman Chefu Eti Mokwa. The four for Western Region are Kwame Chumesi Apia Bia East, Kinsley Esia Apia Jabosu Bodi, Joseph Bettino Swaman, and Peter Kwachi Aka Wasa Amenfi Central. The four for the Eastern Region are Michael Ofori-Dako Ayensianu, W.K. Frank Afarijan, Ikuyapim South, Kweku Ofori Abrakwa, Denchembo, and Derek Ohini Bekwi, Upper West Achim. The three DCEs for Bonafo are Joseph Alexander Bonzu Banda, Moses Adaifo Fie Sena West, and Gordon Isubonting Doma Municipal. The DCEs for the Northern Regions are Maxwell Awunto Mahama Mamprugu Mwaduri, Wake Nakibe Nicholas, Tatale Sangule, Soku Kasim Yahuza for Northern Gonja, Dan Wudinayi Makanda, Myung, and Ibrahim Yusif Andani Sangnarigu. The DCE for Nandom in the Upper West is Kuthbert Baba Kupil, while the two for Upper East are Awunori Edward for Talensi and Abubila Alasan Pusiga. The four DCEs for the Volta region are Solomon Kuyong for Krachi Njumuru, Angela Aloute for Afajato East Dai, Maxwell Hiniyao Baka Adaklu, and Samuel Iwade Hu West. Players in the shipping industry are calling on government to consider fixing quarterly exchange rates for clearance-related charges at the ports to enhance planning and predictability. In a communique at the end of the 6th National Shippers' Day in Accra, stakeholders also urge shippers to make their activities more transparent to improve on cargo clearance at the port. Emmanuel Mate is the Deputy Chief Executive of the Ghana Shippers Authority.
The custom duty is pegged on the CIF value of the goods. That means the cost, insurance, value of the goods. and because of that, the exchange rate for a particular week's transaction is given out by customs, and by the time they receive the exchange rate, others might have started processing their papers already. And if you are not lucky and there's a need to redo an entry, then it means the original rate that you were using might somehow change, maybe increase, and therefore you need to redo and pay a higher duty. So the shippers were calling on the government to consider fixing a quarterly exchange rate clearance related charges so that they are able to plan and predict as a means of minimizing unclear cargo at the port. Because if you are not able to do that, that means the cargo will still be at the port. They will have to go through whatever they are doing. And you have a number of them happen to them, and that adds to congestion at the port. So they were calling government to deal with this aspect with respect to the exchange rate, so that if they are able to fix it for a quarter, then you know you have some predictability and you can plan your things appropriately. So that's one of the things that the shippers brought up for consideration by government.
Deputy Chief Executive of Ghana Shippers Authority, Emmanuel Marte. A branch of the group Youth for Mahama has been inaugurated in the U.S. Plans are also underway to inaugurate other branches in Europe. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the chief spokesperson for the group, Selom Amevo, said Ghanaians abroad contribute substantially to the economy through remittances and therefore wield enormous and indirect influence over their relatives back home. He said Ghanaians abroad can convince their relations to vote massively for President John Mahama in December. Mr. Amevo spoke to ZEA.
We all accept that our brothers and sisters in the diaspora form an integral part of our socioeconomic development. It is prudent that we see them as crucial during an election year like this. They have an indirect influence on our brothers and sisters back home who they send the money to. And a word from them always to a large extent carries weight. It is on that basis that we find it very necessary that we also get a branch of Youth for Mahama there, so that when they send down the money, and also talking to their people, they will understand that His Excellency John Dramani Mahama, together with the NDC administration, this past 4 years, have done a lot towards bettering the lives of Ghanaians.
Well, that was a chief spokesperson for Youth for Mahama, Selom Amevo, talking to ZEA. A stakeholders' consultation on the draft advertising industry bill has been held in Accra. The workshop, an initiative of the Advertising Association of Ghana, is intended to fine-tune the bill for onward transmission to cabinet. Participants expressed the need to effectively regulate the sector to ensure decency in advertising in the country. We bring you the details.
The advertising industry has grown extensively over the last 3 decades. The Advertising Association of Ghana has tried in its own way to regulate advertising through voluntary compliance and moral persuasion. This originally worked effectively because newspapers and the Ghana Broadcasting Corporation were the only media and had in-house vetting committees to ensure that advertisements conformed to the standards and regulations of the industry. After the liberalization of the airwaves in 1995, which opened the floodgates for a myriad of media channels, agencies and clients, it became impossible to regulate the industry through the established in-house vetting committees. It is in this direction that the Advertising Association of Ghana has initiated a draft bill to help energy and natural resources.
That was a report on a consultative workshop on the industry bill in Accra. Cocoa farmers in some communities of the Kwehu West municipality have appealed to the Ghana Cocoa Board to release funds to purchasing clerks towards the purchase of cocoa beans for the large crop cocoa season. The farmers told the GNA at Nkoko that the purchasing clerks of Produce Buying Company and the private buying companies had complained of lack of funds to pay for cocoa beans after weighing them at the various cocoa sheds. And on the international front, Pakistan TV channels are airing an advert showing news clips of U.S. President Barack Obama condemning an anti-Islam film made in the U.S. The advert also features a statement from Secretary of State Hillary Clinton at a news conference rejecting the amateur film's message. Unrest over the film Innocence of Muslims has claimed several lives. To end the news, the main point again. Ghanaians celebrate the 103rd birthday of First President Dr. Kwame Nkrumah today. And cocoa farmers in some communities of the Kwe West municipality have appealed to the Ghana Cocoa Board to release funds to purchase in clacks towards the purchase of cocoa beans for the light crop cocoa season. The news was presented by Jonathan Thompson in Accra.